Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of August 15th through the 21st. So I am loving this week. This week is a week of productivity. It is a week of really stepping up and doing the little things that we don't want to do, right? So last week we had the 8-8 portal. We had the full moon in Aquarius. It is this emotional culmination of finally coming to an understanding of this is my purpose. This is what I want to be doing. This is what I don't want to be doing. This is how I want my life to be expressed through my actions. This is how my actions are intentional and aligned with the life that I want to live. And look, I want to point out again that this isn't about, you know, this isn't about popularity. This isn't about necessarily being known, quote unquote, for anything. This isn't about that. This is about living a life that is aligned with your values at the moment, living a life that feels honest to you and aligned with you. So this is the week. Last week was the week of full recognition of that, and this is the week where we begin to take action. We begin to take steps. For those of you who listen to mine and Sushila's August forecast, you know that this isn't a month of like lingering. This is a month of action. This is a month of action, and we feel that pressure in a way. We feel that tension, that it's kind of like when you have a paper due. And you have weeks, right? And come to the last 3 to 2 days, you start doing that paper, right? Because you've waited so long. This week is kind of that week. It's kind of like feeling the tension and the pressure of, you know, having the meeting with the accountant, having the meeting with the attorney, finally, you know, updating that resume to finally go look for that job, finally reaching out to someone to have a collaboration, finally reaching out to someone to finalize certain things regarding a relationship. It's very much a week of getting things done, and I cannot stress that enough. We have favorable energy supporting us, but this energy doesn't necessarily make us do anything. This energy supports us taking action and us feeling fulfilled by that. Us feeling fulfilled by the simple fact that we are keeping certain promises to ourselves, okay? So with that said, let me begin. So we begin Monday with the moon transiting the sign of Aries. That's a really great way to begin a week. We have the moon transiting the sign of Aries all of Monday, all of Tuesday. And so the moon represents our emotional needs, what we need to feel emotionally nurtured. In Aries, it's about new beginnings. It's about taking action. It's about being courageous to reach out, to do the thing, to step into our full light, especially because the sun is still in Leo. And this is about the expression of who we are, right? So having the courage to step into the space that is a genuine expression of who we are. Look, when I do these forecasts, I try to make the themes general and specific at the same time. So I give you examples, but I also try to keep the themes open so that you don't think that I'm speaking about something in particular. I want you to take these themes and place them into your life. Because look, guys, the fact of the matter is that you know your life better than anyone can. So if anything has been lingering about, okay, what have I been avoiding the last couple of weeks that requires that I do the tedious work, that requires that I look at the details, I don't want to, what is it that you've been telling yourself for weeks that you're going to start and haven't? This is the week to do that, right? Whatever that means to you, use that for your life and understand that it's time to get moving, okay? So, not only do we begin the week with the moon in Aries, which is about essentially taking action, the more we linger, the more we stall, the things that we know we need to do, the more uncomfortable we're going to feel within ourselves. You know that feeling. You already know that feeling when you can't sleep, when you try to stall by doing all of the other things in your life except the one thing you know you need to do. Don't do that to yourself. And look, there's not an ounce of judgment. Not one here. I am saying this to myself as much as I'm saying it to you. It's time. It's just time. And this is one of those weeks where you want to take advantage of that. Okay. On top of that, we have Mars in Taurus create a beautiful trine to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. This is action that is transformative. Mars, the planet of action in Taurus. What consistent effort do you need to put forth to see something come to fruition? Pluto in Capricorn, somewhat of the pain that comes with, you know, certain responsibility. But Pluto in Capricorn also represents the transformation that we've endured in our lives. So it's kind of like saying, look, a moment of discomfort or a moment of consistent effort is going to pay off in the long run. And that's what we're looking at here. Okay. Tuesday, August 16th, like I said, the moon still in Aries. But on Tuesday, that moon in Aries is going to create a square or a 90 degree angle to Pluto in Capricorn. Be very mindful of your words. Be very mindful of, you know, not losing it, not losing your shit. Understand that people might. This is a rather volatile aspect, and you, especially because the moon is involved. The moon, remember, represents our emotions. So if some, and remember, the overall climate of August, it's climate of tension and pressure. So for those of us that are going along with the ride of tension and pressure, of saying, okay, I've been stalling on this thing, I just got to move forward, I just got to do the thing, just do it and get it over with, just do it and get it over with, show up intentionally. Let me put like this concerted effort for an hour and then I can go about my day. So for those of us who are working with this energy, it doesn't feel so heavy. It just kind of feels like the universe is our coach in our ear. Did you do the thing? It's keeping us accountable. It's this energy of accountability that I'm not terribly bad at, to be quite honest with you. Sometimes I feel we need a little bit of that pressure, especially when it comes from the cosmos, to where we can't fully see it, we can't fully explain it, but we feel this push, like, I gotta do the thing. Now, for those that are not managing this tension and pressure well, that are not managing the universe being, you know, this coach that is really keeping us accountable, people are going to feel this tension and pressure, and if they're resisting it, they're not having a good time. So, if you come across someone who is resisting the things that they know that they need to lean into, energy like the moon in Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn is gonna have them feeling extremely pressured, extremely. A moon in Aries can be rude, very crude almost. So just be mindful of that, that if you're on the receiving end of that, understand that it's probably someone feeling a lot of pressure because they're not sure how to move forward with things, okay? Now, another thing that I want to point out with that is being mindful of the internal narrative. This can also be an aspect of the worst case scenario, like, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I move forward with, but what if it doesn't work out? What if I'm not good enough? What if everything falls apart, burns to the ground, and I lose everything? That, be careful with that, because that can go in that way, like crash and burn. You may be motivated, you may be happy on one end, and then crash and burn, you know, the next minute. So be very, very mindful of that, because it doesn't have to be that way. Remember, that trine between Mars and Pluto, consistent, concerted effort over a prolonged period of time always pays off. Mars in Taurus is reminding us that we don't have to go fast, but we do have to move forward. Especially because Mars is coming out of that triple conjunction with Uranus and the North Node. So Mars has already traversed that. We have already had that moment of awakening, that moment of, oh shit, this is what I need to do. And Mars is moving along its way. So it's taking action. We know what action to take. It requires us to come out of our comfort zone a little bit. It requires us to step up a little bit, but we're ready. So if you can remain grounded in that, there's no reason why the moon transiting Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn should, you know, get you off kilter. But just keep that in mind. Okay, so on Wednesday, August 17th, the moon moves into the sign of Taurus. So a moon in Taurus is always going to feel cozier. It's always going to feel more grounded. Be mindful of eating too many sweets. Whenever the moon transits Taurus, we tend to want to have more sweets, just eat more, you know, eat more carbs. I'm not, you know, I am by no means saying cut carbs or anything like that. I'm just saying be mindful of what you eat, because we tend to go for comfort food a lot. So if you are someone who is in the middle of a lot, you're managing a lot of things all at once, this isn't just about not eating certain things. This is about being mindful of what you're consuming, right? Because Taurus represents the body. Taurus rules the body, rules the senses, rules our internal balance. And with the moon there, we can be very much drawn to emotional eating, for instance. Okay, so be mindful of that. Not only that, but on Wednesday, we have the moon square Venus. So whenever we have the moon in Taurus square Venus in Leo, Venus in Leo is really beautiful energy, because Venus is the planet of relationships. Venus is the planet of value, of money, of resources. In Leo, this is about how do those themes align with what I love? Very simple, because Leo is the sign of love. How do my relationships align with what I love? How does the way that I make money align with what I love? How do my values, how do my resources, how does my time, my energy, my effort align with what I love? It is this constant questioning of how does my life and the decisions in it align with the things that I love? And if I'm not there yet, how do I move in that direction little by little, right? So, look, I'm not oblivious to the world we live in. I'm not oblivious to, you know, the responsibilities that people have. I'm not. But I do believe that regardless of how life looks for you, there are moments, instances on our daily basis, even in the smallest ways, where we intentionally choose where our energy goes, and therefore we live a life of intentionality. So, example, you wake up in the morning and you tend to rush, right? You tend to rush to work, you tend to rush to the meeting, whatever it is. How can you be much more intentional with that very first part of your day? Can you wake up a little earlier? Can you take a little bit more time to breathe into your body, to feel your body, to make your coffee or your tea or your juice? Can you have 5 minutes of breathing intentionally, saying good morning to your body, thanking it for waking up? That right there is a moment of intention. And so that in itself is a moment in which we are choosing to live a life that aligns with our values. It doesn't have to be a whole thing. It doesn't have to be your entire life. Now, do I believe that our entire life can be an intentional expression of who we are? Absolutely, 100%. Does it take some work? Yes, it does. But it doesn't mean that we have to go from nothing to all. It means that we can build. And I'm bringing this up because that trine between Mars and Pluto is about the building of something over time. Those two signs are Earth signs. Earth signs are not concerned with speed, but they're concerned with consistency and mastery each and every step of the way. So with Venus in Leo, This is about aligning with what we love. Now, the fact that on Wednesday, again, the 17th, the moon squares or creates a 90-degree angle to Venus, it can be, this is what I want to see in my life, but there's a sense of impediment. I want to invite you to look at that seeming impediment and try to reframe. Because while there can be the sense of impediment, I want to see my life be this, but it's not. Instead of going, well, then it's just not going to happen at all, I want you to tap into the moon and Taurus energy and say, okay, but what is real now? How am I intentional right now? How am I intentional with the things that I do have control over? And so instead of seeing an impediment as something that's going to keep you from seeing the things that you want come to fruition, I want to invite you and to invite you to reframe that halt, if you will, as a moment of reflection. Just because I can't have it now doesn't mean that I will never have it. Just because I don't see it now doesn't mean that it's not working. I want you to really begin to come back to the fact that anything that seems too slow, that seems like an impediment, that seems like a no, is only a reroute to what is actually meant for you. But your responsibility in that space is to say, you know what? That's all right. I don't see it right here, right now, but I know that it's available. And if I'm open and consistent and patient enough, I'm gonna see where to go next. So begin to take the seeming impediments, the I want this, but begin to see those buts as moments of reflection so that you can come back to yourself and be rerouted by something greater. Because that's what's at work right now, guys. That's what's at work right now. We're being asked to trust, but we have to be still enough to listen. All right? Okay. August 18th. On August 18th, the moon continues to transit the sign of Taurus, but it is in the middle of the North Node. It is in the middle of Uranus. It's moving towards a conjunction towards Mars in the last degree of Taurus. Make sure that, especially Wednesday and Thursday, you are grounding as much as possible, that you are stretching, that you are intentionally breathing, that you're doing whatever it is that helps you come back to your body, that you're doing that. Because, again, Taurus rules the body. It rules the five senses. The moon is our emotional body, is our emotional processing. Coming together with Uranus, it can feel like we're being pulled in several different directions. We might feel jittery. We might feel a little anxious. Come back to yourself. It's momentary. It's something that when we feel it, we're meant to remind ourselves, okay, I'm feeling out of my body. How do I come back? How do I come back? How do I come back to this space within myself that is resourceful, that is grounded, that where I don't need all of the answers right now, but I know that they are unfolding, okay? On Friday, August 19th, the moon leaves the sign of Taurus and moves into Gemini. This is really beautiful because we begin the weekend with the moon transiting a social sign. And Gemini creates a beautiful sextile to all the stuff happening in Leo. So between Friday and Saturday, between the 19th and the 20th, the moon is transiting the sign of Gemini. This is social. This is you know, a social butterfly. This is about collaboration. This is about meetings. This is about hanging out. This is just about having a good time because it creates a sextile to Venus and Leo. And Venus and Leo is a little bit of a party energy. Let's, you know, let's have fun. Let's wear the vibrant colors. Let's hang out. Let's talk about the things that we're both interested in or we're all interested in. Because the moon in Gemini represents feeling emotionally fulfilled by conversations that matter to you. By conversations that you find interesting, by being open-minded, by looking at another side of the story. It's fun energy. I really love the energy for this upcoming weekend, especially with that connection to Venus and Leo. Lots of fun. Lots and lots of fun. By the time that we, by Saturday, the 20th, Mars is also entering the sign of Gemini. Okay, I'm going to take a pause here because while Mars is not yet in its shadow period, anything that begins to take place, not necessarily this weekend, but the following week, the week of the 22nd, we have to be very mindful of making sure, especially if we're collaborating or working with others, making sure that communication is clear, making sure that everything is in writing, making sure that you're asking the questions that you need asked. And this isn't, you know, because of anything bad, but this is because Mars will eventually retrograde in Gemini. So a lot of the conversations that we're having now, we're going to come back to. Maybe not right now, but as of next week, we're going to come back to. There's going to be an array of information, and we want to be able to have notes to come back to, especially if you're working with other people. This is just to keep yourself organized, because by the time that Mars goes retrograde later this year, it's almost like a Mercury retrograde, but it's going to be prolonged. I'm just giving you a heads up, because if this week is about taking action and getting yourself organized, I highly suggest that you begin doing that and set things in motion before next week. This doesn't mean that if you start next week or you can't get it done till next week that everything is going to fall apart. No, it doesn't mean that. It's just a better way of using the energy, all right? So just keep that in mind. Now, on Sunday, August 21st, the moon still remains in Gemini. It's still active. It's still social. Now, the moon in Gemini is going to do a few things. One of them is the sextile to Venus. Have fun. Have a great time. Meet with friends. Talk about the things that you want to talk about. Have interesting conversations. Really great, great weekend to date someone new. So for those of you that are on online dating, beautiful energy for that. Keep it light. Don't go telling your people, you know, telling your date, like, don't go too heavy. This is not the weekend for that. This is a weekend of just having fun, trying something new, having, you know, be curious. Gemini is a sign of curiosity. People love to talk about themselves. So we have Leo energy, so we're loving having the spotlight on us. Be curious, okay? You want to keep it light, though. It's not a weekend for anything other than that. Okay, now, when it comes to ourselves, when it comes to the things that we want to do, the moon transiting the sign of Gemini is going to create a trine to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, and then it's going to create a sextile to the sun in Leo. It's a great weekend to plan ahead. It's a great weekend to get our data in order. It's a great weekend to, again, if you're collaborating with others, how do we need to organize this? How are we going to be in touch with one another? So it's a lot of different energy working at once, but if you remain grounded, if you remain focused on the things that matter to you, get organized, try to set things in motion this week as much as possible, even if things don't begin happening till next week, but do the things that you know you need to do. This weekend, this upcoming weekend, while it's beautiful energy, is also great for organization for the following week, okay? So, I hope this is helpful. I want to start giving you a heads up. I'm not too sure yet, but the weekly forecasts, I'm probably going to start doing something different as of September. I'm going to focus much more on my Astro Consciousness on the Go group. So if you like this, believe me, you will love the Astro Consciousness on the Go group. Invest in yourself. It's a really beautiful way of understanding the energy that is happening while you're living and not just taking notes on the side and saying, why is this happening to me? It gives you greater understanding and you can be much more intentional with the energy, with life, with certain decisions, okay? So I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm not completely sure where I'm gonna take this just yet, but probably mid-September, some of the weekly forecasts is gonna change, okay? I have some brainstorming to do. I have some people I need to talk to, but I wanted to give you a heads up on that. Other than that, have a beautiful week. Take advantage. Take the steps that you know are necessary, and I will talk to you next week. Much love to you all.